This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The federal government has approved nearly $70 million to cover some of Colorado's pandemic costs. Here's CPR reporter John Daly.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency approved the money to help manage the critical shortage of healthcare workers. The assistance came through a major disaster declaration issued at the start of the pandemic in March of 2020. FEMA has now approved nearly $2 billion in public assistance grant funds to Colorado for the COVID-19 response. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
And on the topic of COVID-19, the state health department is launching a new COVID-19 data dashboard featuring new graphics. It'll post trends weekly rather than daily. The state's epidemiologist says interpreting data for a 7-day period is more stable than day-to-day reports. The move aligns with recent changes made by the CDC and dozens of other states. The data will be posted Wednesdays starting this week. Lawmakers and state leaders are remembering state minority leader Hugh McKean after his sudden death over the weekend. CPR has been to Brooklyn.
Colleagues are remembering him as someone who worked hard to build relationships in both political parties. He had a warm personality. He often made jokes. He definitely was not a political bomb thrower.
A vacancy committee of Larimer County Republicans will pick someone to fill McKean's seat for the next 2 years. McKean was 55 years old. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Thank you for joining us this morning. It is Tuesday, the first day of November. And this hour, we're listening to The Takeaway. Coming up in a bit, we check in with John Rowley, a Democratic political digital and media consultant, about what kinds of messaging he's seeing in campaign ads for Republican and Democratic races across the country.